Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting newsletter from The Atlantic, all about what we inherit from our parents. It's fascinating stuff.
I'm intrigued. It's that age-old question, right? Are we doomed to become our parents?
Exactly. The newsletter starts with this relatable idea. We try so hard not to be our parents, but then, bam, we catch ourselves doing something just like them. The author, Isabel Fadel, even mentions a colleague who talked to parents experiencing this very thing. Big or small things, those echoes of our upbringing. It can be unsettling.
So, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. We become what we try to avoid.
Well, the newsletter argues that it's not quite that simple. It emphasizes that we're not destined to repeat our parents' mistakes, or their successes, for that matter. It's more nuanced than that.
I see. Interesting. So, what's the key to navigating this parental legacy?
The newsletter recommends a few articles, like one by Arthur C. Brooks, titled How to Take Charge of Your Family Inheritance. The idea is that we have agency in this process. You know, we can choose what to embrace and what to leave behind.
Got it. It sounds like there's hope then. We're not simply puppets of our past.
Precisely. There's another piece mentioned, The Parenting Prophecy, which seems to dive into how upbringing influences parenting styles. Pretty relevant for anyone thinking of having kids someday.
Definitely. And what about positive influences? Does the newsletter talk about inheriting good traits?
Absolutely. It's not all doom and gloom. They even highlight Quaker parenting practices, suggesting they were way ahead of their time in some ways.
Fascinating. Always good to learn from the past. Is there anything else in the newsletter that stood out?
Yes. It ends on a beautiful note, actually. There's a picture from a reader, from the Outer Banks of North Carolina, of the ocean. It's meant to evoke a sense of awe, a reminder of the bigger picture, I suppose. A good reminder that we are more than just products of our parents.
That's a lovely touch. It reinforces the idea that we can shape our own destinies, even as we acknowledge the influence of our upbringing. It really ties the newsletter together nicely.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, that's all for today. We hope you enjoyed this insightful look at what we inherit and choose from our parents. Until next time.
Goodbye.